Hi, I'm Kerry, and the emotion that I'm going to explore right now is overload. And the project management technique I'm going to use to explore overload is an interaction record. So at work, I've started to use an interaction record to try to identify the aims of an interaction and the outcomes. So an interaction could be a meeting, attending a group, my interaction during the day with staff, any kind of contact that I have with people through work. So I'm going to do this about my day because I've come home and I felt a slight emotion of overload. And this isn't an extreme emotion of overload. Sometimes I do feel that, but right now I just feel like, oh, quite heavy from the day. Like there's been a lot going on today and the past few days with work, lots of groups, lots of interactions with people, and somehow I feel quite heavy with everything that's gone on. So I'm gonna just focus on today and apply the interaction record to just today and this emotion of overload right now. So the interaction record is basically what were the aims of my interactions and what were the outcomes. So what did I want before, and then the thing happens, the interaction happens, and then what were the outcomes afterwards. So there's four things that have happened today that I can identify. So the first was meeting with a group. So I work for a charity. We work with adults with mental health experiences, and we had a creative group today. So the aims for me being at that group were to support the group, to talk to everybody in the group, to make everybody in the group feel comfortable, feel supported, feel that they could talk to me, feel that they didn't need to worry, you know, to just to try and be like a reflector for their emotions, just to be there for people really. But also it helps when I work with groups, it helps if they feel that I'm personally not involved with them, but I have a, you know, emotionally, I understand them. So empathy, I guess. So my aim was empathy, actually. Just talking about it, it helps to identify that. My aim was empathy, and helping others feel that I was empathetic. The outcomes of working with that group were that I felt quite positive. I felt like I'd spoken to everybody. Everybody had a little bit of interaction. They understood that I was human. Sometimes as a project manager, you organise stuff and then other people deliver the stuff and the actual group feels a bit disconnected from you. So I felt quite connected to everybody in the group, which I really enjoy. That's something that I, you know, I really value. So that was working with the group. And then the next thing was my team. So there was only one practitioner from my team today. And my aim of being with her and interacting with her was that she felt supported and she felt that she had the opportunity to ask me any questions or anything that came up. I was there with her, and also that I was contributing to the group. And to things like putting away the art materials and all that kind of stuff. And the outcome of that was, again, positive. I felt like, you know, we worked together well, and I haven't kind of spoken to her specifically about this, but I didn't get the impression that there were any needs that weren't met. And, you know, I stayed till the end and helped clear up and put things away, which obviously I was there to do. So I was pleased that I was there to achieve, to kind of, those were my aims, and I think I achieved those. And then back at the office, my aim always with the staff. So we have project managers, development managers, obviously my boss, and my aim is always to be open and honest and work hard and do a good job. And I felt like I did that today. We had some new staff members and I actually felt maybe I was a little bit too comfortable in the office, actually, thinking about it, when those new staff members were there. I was kind of quite aware of my behaviour. Like, I was a bit tired when I came back from the group and I was like, I expressed that. And then I thought, oh, actually, there's some new people here. Maybe I should have this kind of... So maybe I didn't feel quite as professional as I would normally do. But at the same time, I felt like I was honest and open and friendly and approachable and knowledgeable. So I guess maybe it's okay to be not always on it. You know, maybe it's okay to be quite human, but also have quite like professional values. So that was okay. The thing that I fell down on today was friends. So I sort of made a half arrangement with somebody and then I was so tired. I was really exhausted. My work was busy. I had a busy day. I've had a busy week so far. And a sort of half arrangement I ducked out of. And actually, yeah, that didn't make me feel great. So the outcome of that was that obviously, I'd let someone down a little bit. Like, it wasn't a huge amount. If I'd made, like, an absolute commitment, I would definitely stick to it. But the other person probably felt quite, oh, right, okay. Well, you tried to make this arrangement, but maybe, you know, for whatever reason, didn't happen okay. And I felt a bit like, oh, I should do that. But then it brought things up, like, guilt for me. And I'm trying to really, like, challenge those negative things and... So I think my main aim for the day was to be productive and get stuff done and live my day in a way that I was proud of. And I think I mostly achieved that. But I think that some of the things that I didn't achieve from that, you know, maybe I should just accept that those things are okay. It's all right to be putting your needs first, maybe sometimes that's difficult for me. I don't know if it is for you. But you know, if you're tired and you've been busy and you've been giving a lot during the day, maybe it's okay to be like, actually, I just need to go home and do things that I want to do and just check out for a little while. And do my lovely present moments vlog. So I hope that's okay with people, and yeah, I'm pleased that I did that today, and I think it's enough. I think I did enough. I hope you feel you did enough too. Okay, take care. Bye.